In the house of the Lord. And greetings from the United States of America.
United States of America.
And the believers there in the local church. Pass on their love. And greetings also from Brother Harold Beckett. From Cape Town, and we just ministered there Tuesday night, so we are blessed to be here tonight. Had a wonderful time, amen. It's a blessing to be in Zimbabwe and with your pastor, Brother Blessing.
With
a name like that, how can you go wrong? That's a great thing. Brother Bram said there's something in names, so you can't go wrong. You start off with an advantage there, so that's wonderful.
Amen.
So the Lord bless our dear brother, and thank you for the privilege to be here and speak to your people. Let's turn, if we would, to the scripture right away from Leviticus chapter 23. And we'll look there at the starting there at the sixth verse, just to save time.
Verse 6.
23rd chapter. Okay. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
Nezuvare gumi namashanu rumwedzi iwoyo ndiyo mutambo wezvingwa zvisina kuviriswa. Munofanira kudya chingwa chisina kuviriswa mazuva manomwe.
In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein.
Nomusi wokutanga munofanira kuita ungano tsvene musabata basa ravaranda.
But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein.
Asi munofanira kupa Jehovha chipiriso chinopiswa mazuva manomwe. Pazuva rechinomwe munofanira kuita ungano tsvene. Musabata basa ravaranda.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Zvino Jehovha vakataura naMozisi vachiti,
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you be come into the land which I give you, and you shall reap the harvest thereof, then shall you bring a sheath of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest.
Taura na vana va Israel, uti kwavari, kana muchisvika munyika yandichakupai, mukakohwa zviyo zvayo, munofanira kuuya nechisoche chitsva zvokukohwa kwenyu kumuprisita.
And he shall wave the sheath before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
Iye unofanira kuzunguzira chisotsi icho pamberi pa Jehovha kuti chigamuchirwe kwamuri. Muprisita unofanira kuchizunguzira nomusi unotevera Sabata.
Let's also turn, if we would, to 1 Samuel 16, verse 4 through 7.
Ngatiende ku 1 Samuel 16,
verse 4 to 7.
Verse 4 to 7.
This is concerning the election or the ordination of David as a young man to be king. When Saul was still king.
Sauro achiri mambo.
But God had chosen a man after his own heart.
Verse 4.
And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably?
Samuel akaita zvakataurwa naJehovha akaenda Bethlehem. Vakuru veguta vakandosangana naye vachibvunda vakati, Mauya norugare here?
And he said, Peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice.
Akati, wongu norugare, ndauya kuzobaira Jehovah, muzvinatsei, muende neni kundobaira. Ipapo akanatsa Jesse navanakomana vake, akavadana kuchibairo.
And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him.
Zino wakati asika, akatarira Eliab, akati, zino kwazo mzodzwa wa Jehova, uri pamberi pake.
Verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
Asi Jehovah wakati kuna Samueli, usatariso chiso chake kana mumu wake, nokuti ndamuramba, nokuti Jehovah aoneso munhu, nokuti munhu unotarira zviri kunze, asi Jehovah unotarira zviri pamoyo.
And of course you know the rest of the story there.
Tozati nyaya yacho yese mune iziva.
We'll save some time from reading it all. But God chose, if you remember, David, who was the eighth son of Jesse, and he was the smallest of them all. He was too small to even be in the army. He was watching the sheep like a shepherd. And he was finally called before the prophet Samuel.
Amen.
And chosen by God. So let's remember those things as we continue. And let's also turn our last reading would be from Matthew 28. Concerning the resurrection of Christ.
Panenya yekumuka kwa Kristu.
And its timing and position.
Nguva yacho. Nemarongero azvo.
Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre.
Nokupera kwesabata koedza nomusi wokutanga wevhiki Maria Magdalene nomumwe Maria vakauya kuzoona bwiro.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it.
Zvino kukavapo kundengenyeka kukuru kwenyika nokuti mutumwa washe wakaburukira kudenga wakaburuka kudenga akauya akakungurutsa ibwe ndokugara pamusoro paro.
His countenance was as lightning, and his raiment white as snow.
Kuoneka kwake kwakanga kwakaita semheni nezvokufuka zvake zvaiva zvine zvichena sechando.
And for the fear of him, the keepers did shake, became as dead men.
Zvino varindi vakadedera vachimutya vakaita savakafa.
The angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified.
Zvino mutumwa akapindura akati kuvakadzi, musatya imi nokuti ndinoziva kuti munotsvaka Jesu wakanga akaroverwa pamuchinjikwa.
He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay.
Hapo pano nekuti wakamuka sezvo akareva, uyai muone paakanga pavete apa.
All right, let's just stop there and pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We pray you'd bless the word as it goes forth. We pray that you bless each hearer of the word, and you bless the word to our hearts to reveal it to us, the thoughts of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. God bless you. I'm preaching on the greater thought of the resurrection. Now, there is just so much to cover that it's impossible to cover it all in one service. Normally on a subject like this, we would probably take 4 or 5 services to bring it out in such a way to take a careful look at it. But obviously we don't have the time for that, so we're just going to kind of maybe focus on highlights. Because God loves to hide things. If you ever look in the scripture, you know, if you love somebody, you're always excited to know what makes them happy. And the Bible said one place, and I think it was the book of Matthew, when the disciples came back anointed with God by casting out devils, the 70, including the disciples, etc., Jesus, the Bible said, he said, do not in this, he said, I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. But yet, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, but rather rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Hallelujah. See, as the bride of Christ, we have to always look to the greater truth. Because then that defines the lesser things of life, the blessings of life, which we appreciate each one. But we have to understand what our real calling and election is. And the Bible said, went on to say in that same scripture, in that hour Jesus rejoiced. And I always love that because I know he was happy. So I want to know what makes my Lord happy. He said he rejoiced in the Spirit. And he said, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things from the eyes of the wise and prudent, but revealed them unto babes such as would learn. Amen.
Amen.
That's why the scripture in the message of the hour is always for simplicity. It's always to be made known in simplicity. That's where our revival comes. See, God always allows man to have his own revivals. He always allows man to have his own choice. And he gives them the desire of their heart. That he could teach them that their desire is the wrong thing. So before David was chosen,
Saka David asata asarudzwa,
and he was God's choice,
ndi anga ari sarudzo ya Mwari,
Israel had to suffer
Israel yakafana kutombotambudzika
with their own choice.
Nesarudzo yavo.
And they said, make us a king. They rejected prophetic ministry. Oh, they didn't throw Samuel out. They didn't say, we don't believe what you said. But they departed from him, amen. They no longer wanted his guidance. Can you say amen? But they said, rather, you're old. And your sons don't walk like you do. And both those things were true. But they made a bad conclusion. And they said, therefore, make us a king. That we could be like the rest of the world. And you know, I'm afraid even in the message of the hour, in the churches that follow the teachings of Malachi 4, I'm afraid in many cases, people have begun to neglect Brother Branham's instructions. And they say, we've had this so long, we need a man to be able to guide us and make a revival for us. And they want this great speaker from Germany or this great speaker from the United States or England or another country so that they can follow that. Amen. But that's not what God wants you to follow. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants you to follow the revealed word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's revealed to children. Amen. Hallelujah. God's choice was not the big things.
It
was not the big churches. It was not the big intellectual people. The best speakers. But he chose the small things to confuse the high and mighty. Amen. And he chose David, amen. A man after God's own heart. And he was the eighth son of David. Pardon me, of Jesse. He was the number eight son of Jesse. The number eight in numerology, that is the number of Jesus Christ. 888.
888
in numerology.
Mukuverenga.
If you take an 8,
ukatora namba yesere,
it's the only number that has no start or no stop.
Ndo namba yega isina pa unoti
ukati. It goes like this. It continues on.
Inoramba ichienda mberi.
It has no start and it has no stop.
Apana pekutangira, apana pekumirira.
And when it's put on its side,
kana ikarariswa,
it is a sign of infinity.
Inova
no stopping place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in the eighth day. Hallelujah. The resurrection has come. Amen. And that is our revival. Amen. And that will have no ending. Amen.
Amen.
Because we have found ourselves now back into Christ. No longer following do's and don'ts. But catching the revelation of Jesus Christ, who he is. He's God's choice for the bride, amen. Hallelujah. And it came in the eighth day, amen. Now, if we will look at the quotations that we selected for tonight, we're going to look at some from the sermon, The Future Home of the Heavenly Bridegroom and the Earthly Bride. Preached in 1964. After the seven seals had been opened. Amen. And Brother Branham says in paragraph
213.
He said, all right, let's take the last feast, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. Now he's referring to Leviticus 23 that we just read for our text. He says, now notice here in the 36th verse. We read that verse for our text. He said, 7 days shall you offer offerings made of fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day, shall be a holy convocation. There is another holy time coming. Holy convocation unto you. And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, and it shall be is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. Now Brother Branham goes on to explain this to us. He says, now we have got an eighth day. Now there is only 7 days, but here we speak of the eighth day, holy convocation. Notice, do no work in it. The eighth day or what? Back to the first day. Why, it speaks of eternity. As she rolls around without a stopping place. Can you say amen? Amen. He says, do you see it? The congregation says amen. Now notice, 7 days only has to do with the old creation. The world time. 7 days, that's the millennium.
Ndiyo millennium.
The rest day.
Zuva rezororo.
As God labored 6 days,
Mwari vakashanda mazuva matanhatu.
Rested the seventh.
Vakazorora zuva rechinomwe.
The church labors 6 days.
Kereke inoshanda mazuva matanhatu.
And rests the seventh.
Yozorora pane rechinomwe.
But you're still in time element.
Asi uchiri pasi pekutongwa nenguva.
I ain't speaking of the eternal.
Handisati ndakutaura zvezienda nakuenda.
But you see, there's no such thing as 8 days. You go back to the first day again, see? The first day. 7 days, watch. Which pass away. Or as I have said, will change to another. 8 days deals with new creation. See, not old creation. 8 days is new creation. How many were saved in the days of Noah? 8 souls were saved. It spoke of new creation. It spoke of new beginnings.
Hallelujah.
The numerology is perfect. There's none of these things are by mistake. Paragraph 224. For it was on the 8th day... that our Lord raised from the dead.
Nekuti rakanga riri zuva resere Ishe vedu pavakamuka kubva kuvakafa.
I heard one amen.
Ndanzwa amen imwe chete.
Maybe that doesn't fit your Pentecostal thinking cap.
Pamwe hazvisi kuenderana nemafungiro ako echipentecost iwe.
But you see, this message
takes
us beyond Pentecostalism.
It takes
us back into the mind of God, where there was no beginning and there's no end, amen. Because he's eternal, can you say amen? There had to be a day when that would be declared to the bride,
amen. Amen.
It was, I'll read it again, because naturally our mind goes and we think to ourselves, well, that can't be right. He was raised from the dead within 3 days, which we know is true. His physical natural body was raised within 3 days, because David said by prophecy, I'll not leave my Holy One to see corruption. And corruption set in within 3 days. At 3 days and going beyond, corruption would set into the body. See, if you follow the scripture and the message by revelation and humility and simplicity, you will find the scripture teaches the scripture, the message teaches the message. See, what Brother Branham teaches one thing and then he shifts gears the next sentence. And if you don't understand the teaching, you can't follow him. He turns right. He just makes a different reference. It's all true, but he's taking a detour here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So yes, Christ's physical body raised in within 3 days. But that's not what Brother Branham was talking about here. He said it was on the 8th day that our Lord raised from the dead. There is your other holy convocation. The holiness, not considering the Sabbaths at all. Remember, he's the Lord of the Sabbath. Can you say
that?
He doesn't have to deal with the Sabbath. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. The Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Pentecost. Read it out loud with me now here. Jesus raised from the dead. For our justification. On the 8th day. Wow.
Hallelujah.
He raised from the dead for our justification on the 8th day. After the 7 Sabbaths, or 7 days,
kana mazuva manomwe,
7 church ages,
kana mazera manomwe makereke,
Jesus raised from the dead.
Jesu akamuka kubva kuvakafa.
So Brother Bram's telling us,
Brother Bram arikutiudza,
several things.
Zvinhu zvakawanda.
In one sentence.
Mumu sentence imwe
chete. And they're all true.
Zvese ichokwadi.
He said after the 7 Sabbaths,
hanzi mushure memasabata manomwe,
or 7 days,
kana mazuva manomwe,
Matthew 28. At the first day of the week, early in the morning, is that right? After the Sabbath, is that right? Brother Branham referred to that day after the Sabbath as the 8th day. A holy convocation, amen. Leviticus 23. And he says, but there's only 7 days in the week. But from God's viewpoint, it circled back around to the 8th day, amen.
Kuenda kuzuva rechisere,
a sign of eternity.
Chireva zviendana kuenda.
Because our God is not a God of time.
Nekuti Mwari yedu hasi Mwari wenguva.
He's an eternal God.
Ndimwari wezviendana kuenda.
He deals within blocks of time.
Vanongoshandawo muzvikamu zvikamu zvenguva.
But he supersedes all time. Can you say amen?
Asi vano
supersede all time.
Vanopfuura nguva yose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said he came in the fullness of time. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't have to come in this or that or this little time capsule. He is the fullness of time. He is the chronos of God, the chronology. The fullness of time. So he says, Jesus raised from the dead for our justification on the 8th day.
Akamuka kubva kuvakafa kuitira kuraramiswa kwedu muzuva resere.
After 7 Sabbaths.
Mushure memasabata manomwe.
All right, let's just slow down a minute.
Katimbofamba zvishoma.
7 Sabbaths, okay, that's 7 days in a week, right?
Masabata manomwe kune mazuva manomwe.
So 7 Sabbaths is how many?
Saka masabata manomwe mazuva mangani?
7 times 7.
7 times 7.
49. Okay. He said after the 7 Sabbaths,
mushure memasabata manomwe,
he raised.
Akamuka.
What happened on the 50th day?
Chichakaitika muzuva rechi50.
The day of Pentecost.
Zuva rePentecosta.
He came as a rushing mighty wind upon the church.
Akauya semhepo huri inovhuvhuta pa church.
And put licks of fire on her. Amen.
Akauisa moto pavari.
Hallelujah, justified her. Hallelujah.
Misa.
Gave her the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sealed a position in eternity. Quicken that seed. Amen.
Amen.
And they came out, instead of being cowards, they were full of power. They said, we're not drunk the way you think we're drunk. But we are drunk. We're inspired by God. Amen. He's revealed himself. He has revealed himself. Not just a truth, but himself. Amen. Under those 7 ages, we were learning about him. We were learning truths about him. But on the 8th day, we knew him, amen, hallelujah. He said, here I am, amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm revealed among you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't God good? After the 7 church ages, those 7 seals open, can you say
amen?
We just read it last night in Cape Town.
Takazvirenga manhiro apfuura Cape Town.
He said all the healing,
hanzi kupodzwa kwese,
all the miracles,
zvishamiso zvese,
the dead raised,
vakafa vachimutswa,
all that done back underneath healing,
zvese zvakaitwa pasi pekupodzwa.
He said all that was to do was to catch your attention.
Hanzi zvese zvazviri zvikukukwezva.
Waiting for that 7-seal book of redemption to open. And here it is, amen. It brought Christ back in the full measure to the church. His presence, his parousia. The Bible said that means he's made, he who has made an entrance. He remains here with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, church. How many are glad he's here?
Amen.
He remains here with you. Brother Branham did not say that was this was his day. He said, recognize your day and your message. This is for you. Hallelujah. This is for you. There's too many people walking around waiting for some resurrection to come. They're waiting for some superhero. They're waiting for somebody to have a prayer line that they can be completely made well or something. He's already come present to do all those things. He's here now. It's our revival.
Amen.
It's our resurrection. After those seven seals were opened, Brother Branham made a comment. It sounds very simple. And it is. It's very humble. But if you're not taught correctly, if you don't comprehend the word, you're going to miss the depth of the truth of it. Brother Branham makes a comment concerning the bride's day, which is at the end of the seven church ages. He said the Elijah of this day is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the Elijah of this day, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's made an entrance. And he remains here with you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet said God has ordained your pastor to take you through. Not the prophet. The pastor to take you through by the message of the hour. The fivefold ministry. Not onefold.
Fivefold.
So you have to have eyes to see. See, in the days of Jesus, the days of John the Baptist, you could look and see people. You could say, okay, this is John the Baptist here. Here is Jesus. One man. Two men. And then, of course, on the day of Pentecost, the church was born. Can you say amen? It became a many-membered body. But see, in the message of this hour, you have to understand this truth. That the Bible spoke about the seventh angel messenger in Revelation 10, in the days plural of the voice of the seventh angel messenger. When he shall begin to sound, can you say amen?
Kuriza. Amen.
The mystery of God would be revealed. Those seven thunders utter their voices. Which Brother Bram says was the mysteries under the seals. And when those seven thunders uttered their voices, the angel of the Lord cried out, he said, time shall be no more, amen. There shall be no more time. Revelation 10, time is over.
Revelation 10, apasi sinanguva.
Wesley's time is over. Pentecostal time is over. Methodist time, Luther time. All those time segments are over. And he came at the end of the day, amen. The first day of the week, amen. Just like in Matthew 28, early in the morning, when? At the first day of the week, amen. Brother Branham said the eighth day and the first day, it's the same thing. It circles back around. We love him, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Branham said, you don't see with your eyes, you see and you hear with your heart. I don't mean some spooky, crazy thing. Some things some just one person in the world understands. No, don't ever go for that. It's all declared in the message. It's all declared in the scripture. But Brother Branham said, we don't pray enough. We don't dig down deep enough to get into the spirit of revelation. Amen. We need to have the spirit of revelation to comprehend the word. Because the message teaches the message and the scripture teaches the scripture. And when Brother Branham changes, he makes a change. You've got to be able to follow that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You become just like Elisha. Can you say amen? You're not taking your eyes off Elijah. When he goes up, you believe in that mantle is going to fall on you. Amen. Because your eyes are on him. Amen. Your eyes are on him. Your eyes aren't Perry Green or somebody else. Your eyes are on him. We appreciate every minister. We appreciate everything that God has done. I've been a pastor for 40 years. But see, there's nobody can replace Malachi 4. Amen. Nobody can replace the message of the hour. Nothing you have is more valuable than this. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever I go in the world, I've been all over the world preaching, have a chance by the blessing of God. But I always tell people this. Because in my life and my years gone by as a young Christian, before I understood the message of the hour, we saw great things happen. Gifts of discernment, everything. But as I came into the message of the hour, it took the preeminence. Can you say amen? It took the preeminence. And I always tell people, Brother Blessing, wherever I go in the world, so they have a clear testimony from the ministry that comes forth. I said, the gift. Not one of the gifts. But the gift in my life is to believe this message. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Can you say amen? That's the gift. That's the gift in my life. Amen. And then whatever God wants to do, he just does it. That's all. And he'll do amazing things. Amen. When you can get yourself out of the way. Amen. Get your personality out of the way. Put aside your favorite this and favorite that. And you don't like this person. Put it all aside and say, I love you, Lord. Just have your way. Oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He raised from the dead.
Akamuka kubva kuvakafa.
For our justification.
Kuitira kururamiswa kwedu.
On the eighth day.
Pazuva rechisere.
Seven Sabbaths.
Mushure memasabata
49 days. The eighth was what? The 50th day, the day of Pentecost. He goes on to say here, or 7 days.
Okay.
After that week, the beginning of the first day of the next week, he rose from the dead within that 3-day period.
With
that resurrection, they came to look for him at the grave on the first day of the week, early in the morning. At the rising of the sun, can you say amen? Early in the morning, at the rising of the sun. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that was all within that week. It was on the first day of the next week. The Sabbath was over. Typology all together fits perfectly. Then he goes on to say, or 7 church ages. So he's got 7 Sabbaths. Then going to the 8th day, which is Pentecost. He's talking about the resurrection within those 7 days. Of course, we know it was within 3. But it was on that first day of the next week. Are you following okay? And then he goes on to say, and then seven church ages. Jesus raised from the dead. So he's telling you three truths in one sentence. Three mysteries in one sentence. But you know, when you got your eyes in the Word, and when the secret's been revealed, amen, you can't shake the bride. She sees it. She follows it. She tracks it. She knows it. She knows the love language. Can you say amen? She knows that love language. I can call my dear brother a minister. I can call him pastor. I can call him bishop. Whatever. All those three things are true. Can you say amen? He's father, he's a bishop, he's a pastor. All those three things identify him. And I can say it all in one sentence, and it's all true. Amen. And yet every title I give, it shifts your understanding of what I'm referring to. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We love him today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's alive. Hallelujah.
Mupenyu.
It's the bride's revival.
Rumutsiriro wemwenga.
He said, because I live, you live also. Amen.
Kuti ndinorarama muchararamawo.
The whole initiative is on his part.
Amen.
The whole energy is on his part.
Simba rose riri kwaari.
Why do you love God?
Sei iwe uchida Mwari.
Oh, I went to church for years. I pray every day. No, that's not why. The Bible said that you love him because he first loved you.
Can you say amen?
That's an eternal love that you can count on. Because I can't count on your flesh. And you can't count on mine. Sometimes I have good days, sometimes I have bad days. But I love him because he first loved me. And we're having a revival because he has moved. Jesus said, wherever I am, is that right? Wherever I am, you will be with me also, amen. Wherever I am, you're coming, amen. Glory to God. He's going to bring you with him. You have no choice. He pulls you. Why? Because you're one with him. You're one with him, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Little bride, arise, the Bible said. Arise and shine. For your light has come. And the glory of God has risen upon you. Amen. For darkness. Darkness.
Rima
has covered the earth. In gross darkness, the people's hearts. But unto you, little bride, I say, arise and shine. For your light is come, amen. And his glory will be seen upon you. Oh, you know, I'm no good. I'm no good. I'm a terrible person. You believe more what the devil says about you than what God says about you. You're listening to the devil. But see, you've got to understand. You've got to understand just like Boaz. Before he could redeem Ruth. Can you say amen? There was a kinsman that was closer than he was. And there's a kinsman that's closer to you than God is. And that's called the devil, amen. Can you say amen? That's because you're a human being. You're a human-bound person. Brother Branham said you will always have this cockaburl nature. Complain, think a negative thought. Covet something. You know, you're always going to have that. That's why we have to repent daily. But that's the reason we have those problems. Because there is a kinsman that is closer to us than Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about our flesh now. Not our soul. Because God's got your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. You're born again, amen. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. The pure word of God, amen. The pure word of God, amen.
Amen.
It can't have any corruption to it. That takes time out of the way. You give enough time and things are going to rust. Deteriorate. Turn into worms. But that's all because you're in the realm of time. But when you're born again, you are born of incorruptible seed, which is the revelation for your day and hour that cannot be corrupted, amen, because it's manna from heaven, hallelujah. Manna in the golden pot, in this holiest of holies, that never grew old, can you say amen? It never deteriorated. When they put that man in that golden pot and put it in the holiest of holies, it would never deteriorate, amen. And that's the way it is with every born-again believer of God, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now you're one with God when you're one with Christ. Through the new birth. And one day we'll leave this body behind. Can you say amen? There's a new body. This one cannot come along, friends. I'm sorry. It can't go. No matter how much money you spend out and how much pretty you make it look, it cannot go. It's got to stay back. How many looking forward to that new body? Can you say amen? Oh my.
Amen.
Jesus raised from the dead. Eighth day, which is holy convocation. So you've done passed through time and dropped into eternity again. Not keeping of days and keeping of Sabbaths and new moons and things like that, but hath passed away. You've changed your form. Not annihilated glory, but passed from death unto life eternal. Oh, what does the Bible teach us? See, so you've passed from one to another. Now we honor the resurrection day, don't we?
Amen.
We come to church on Sunday, correct? We honor the resurrection day. And that's a great thing. We should do that. And we come to hear the word of God. But what would it be if you just honored the day? You came to church. You sat in that chair for 2 hours in this building and heard no preaching of the word. What does the Sunday mean then? Nothing. It's just a day. It means nothing. You come to be fed, amen. You come to hear the word of God. And your focus is not on what day it is, although you keep that day. You don't care what time it is. You don't care what day it is. Because God's got you caught up in his revelation, amen. You love him, amen. Whenever you hear his word, it catches you up. Whether it's a Saturday, a Sunday, a Tuesday, makes no difference at all. You're an eternal being with God.
Sunday, Monday,
time
Tuesday,
passes away. Days pass away. You're no longer a creature of time. You've changed form from one to the other. You've passed on. He says you passed through time. What does the Bible say? What does it mean when it says, time shall be no more? Oh, that must be when the world's in ashes and destroyed. And you've been reading too many comic books. No, that's not true at all. It has to do with the mystery opening up. The seventh church age was judged. The indictment was preached. Can you say amen? The Spirit of God pulled darkness upon it. The darkness came because of the rejection of the messenger. Darkness covered the earth. Can you say amen? All men's big leaders. Can you say amen? All the big choices of the men, all the big bishops and all the big priests. And all the big names, even in this message. All the famous names, the big names. That's all underneath that age. It's been judged, amen. Because those were men. Those were the choices of men. But God had a David, can you say amen? And if you're a believer, you're like a David, amen. See, friends, you got to wake up to that. So reading it in a book is not enough. That's not enough just to read a book. Brother Branham said Paul did not meet a book on the road to Damascus. He met a pillar of fire. He didn't meet a book. Can you say
amen?
He met a living God. Amen.
Amen.
The book declared that, but on the road to Damascus, he met a real and a living God. Amen. And every one of you need a real living experience with a living God. Amen.
That
can take your life and make you a warrior. Amen. Make you an overcomer. I don't care how small you are. Remember, there was an anointing because people were making their own choices. Samuel the prophet, who was a prophet of God, loyal to God and his word, even he was influenced by the people he lived with. Because what did Israel say? What did they say, Brother Blessing? They said, make us a king that we can be like the rest of the world. And they got the biggest man. The strongest man. The tallest man. He looked like a big king, a big ruler. We can be so proud of this. But when God made a choice, he picked a little child. Amen. And you say, he picked a little baby, amen. He picked a little child. But what happened to Samuel? When the firstborn of Jesse, which would follow the normal course of human life, because the blessing would be on the firstborn. But when the firstborn came before the prophet Samuel, Samuel looked at him.
And
he said, look how big he is. He's gone to college. He's tall, he's strong. He looks like a president. He's a hero. Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him. But Samuel was wrong. And it wasn't because he wasn't a true prophet. He was still a true prophet. But it was the spirit upon the people. And it was the spirit on the age, can you say amen? That had people thinking, bigger is better. Bigger is better. Bigger is better. Big church, much God. Big speaker, much God. No, God takes little things and makes himself big. Amen. Hallelujah. He takes small things and expands his truth. Woo! And you say amen.
Amen.
God told Samuel, you're looking through these eyes. You're looking through these eyes. How many people can come to the big meeting with a big famous speaker? it must be God. Many people. Big churches. Famous people. Oh, many people in the parking lot. Oh, it looks good. But God has refused it. Amen. It's not the way God looks. It's not the way God sees. God looks on the small things.
Amen.
On the days when Christ was born, when he came to time to be born in Bethlehem, Brother Branham said, the people of Israel, they were looking for a general
to deliver them.
Okay, let's just take a minute on that. Why were they looking for a general? Israel was never a militaristic people. I mean, they fought, but they didn't go out and train in war. That wasn't their thing. They were following the pillar of fire and
Moses.
And they fought when they had to, but it was really God who fought for them. But during the time of Christ, there were so many uprisings.
Judas Maccabee.
You remember the story of Masada? How they went up in there and the Romans had to get them? All these uprisings. Why? Because people thought they could deliver Israel. Many, many different ministries thought they could deliver Israel. So it got the people into a military thinking. Is that right? Got them into a military thinking. Must be big and strong, famous, have a big group. And so they got used to that. So Brother Branham said, when it was time for Christ to be born, the people were looking for a general to come and to chase the Romans away. He said they were looking for a general, but God gave them a baby. Hallelujah, can you say amen? Let's give the Lord a clap offer. He gave them a baby. A little baby.
Come on.
Friends, don't look for big things. You know, if you didn't know, if you couldn't see the flesh, and let's just say Brother Branham was here and he could come and preach for us. And you didn't see who it was. You couldn't tell. But the same inspiration and same sermons. The majority of message believers would be bored stiff. He tells a story about the woman at the well dozens of times. Over and over and over and over.
And over.
He's just a simple prophet. But we recognize the calling, amen. We recognize the pillar of fire, amen. And we weren't looking at the man, we were looking at the voice behind the man, hallelujah, coming out, amen. People rise up now with new understandings. And they all have the same thought. Believe my teaching, and I will deliver the bride. Amen. Oh no. God has already brought a little bride to life. Amen. See, like I said, in Jesus' day, this was John the Baptist, Jesus here, and a many-membered body. Many on the day of Pentecost. But in Brother Branham's day, he had 2 days. He righteously, scripturally, he had 2 wives. The first wife died. But there was a second wife. Can you say
amen?
He had 2 days. The first day, he was a type. of John the Baptist calling the people to repentance. But when they refused it, God pulled the shade down and darkness came. Isaiah 60. But when the darkness hit them, God gave a promise to us. It's your time to rise. It's your time to rise. When did the resurrection happen? On the eighth day, amen. He said, rise. Rise and shine. For your light has come. And the glory of God is risen on you. He wasn't talking about just rising like getting out of a chair. Far greater understanding than that. Brother Branham said, what a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is, amen. You got to understand that you've been raised from the dead, amen. You are raised, you are alive. His glory is showing on you, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember that day when Jesus was with the disciples and that voice out of heaven spoke? People heard, thought it was a thunder, they didn't know what it was. But the Father spoke and he said, Jesus said, glorify your name. And Jesus, and the Father spoke back, he said, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. Amen. The bride of Jesus Christ in this day is a manifestation of the second glorification of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now that's Hallelujah. The truth. That's the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His glory will be seen on you. You know, the Bible said one place he wouldn't share his glory with another. Is that true? But the bride is not another. That's the secret. You're not another. You're a part of him. Brother Bram said, Mr. Jesus Christ, amen. He said, that's the one he's coming for, amen. That's where his name lays. That's where his worship is. In her and her alone, amen. Whoa, wow. That's where his name is. Jehovah placed his name. That was the way you received worship, where the name was placed.
Jehovah,
the gate where the name was placed.
And
the prophet tells you, the bride of Jesus Christ. He calls her Mrs. Jesus Christ. He says, she's the one he's coming for. That's where his name is. That's where his worship is. In her alone. Because it's your day, friend. Can we give the Lord a praise offering? It's your day. It's your day, your hour. We're coming to the growth of the manifestation of the sons of God. A many-membered body, amen. Isn't that what Jesus spoke about? Remember when they came, the Greeks came to seek Christ. The sermon, sirs, we would see Jesus. Let's just think a minute. Maybe a simple day, a hot day. And the brothers sitting with the pastor there. And the Greeks come. Always seeking wisdom and intelligence. Always intellectual. And they came up to the disciples and said, sirs, They said, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
Changamire tidakuonawo Jesu.
In other words, we just want to talk to him.
Dio vaida kunemama shoko vada kutaura naye.
Maybe he's behind the door there.
Pamwe ari kuseri kwe door.
We would see Jesus.
Tidakuonawo Jesu.
And they brought the word to Jesus.
Ndivava tsashoko kuna Jesu.
And Jesus sent them a note.
Jesu akavatumira katsamba.
And says, "Go tell them this."
Endamuno vaudza izvi.
Except a corn of wheat.
Kunze kwe kuti tsanga yegorosi.
Falls into the ground and dies.
Yofa, yora.
It abideth alone.
Inogara iri yoga.
But if it dies,
asi kafa,
it bringeth forth many kernels. Can you say amen? It
kawanda.
Brings forth much growth.
Icha unza zmichero yakawanda.
What are you talking about? I just want to see the man. I just want to talk to Jesus. I just want to see Jesus. He said, "You want to see me?" He's the spirit of prophecy. Is that right? He said, "You look at me, it won't do you no good. You listen to me, maybe fall away." But he said, "When I'm raised from the dead, amen, I will come upon a, I will come on the eighth day, amen, upon a many-membered bride, amen." And some of those men were there. And they say, "What must we do to repent? What must we do to be saved?" He said, "Repent, every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost." Amen. Hallelujah. That's when they saw Christ. See, the devil's always working on you.
Satan,
oh, you're just Tom, or you're just John. You don't really care that much about God.
You're
late for church, and you're fighting with your wife, maybe. You got all these problems.
They
just try to make you feel like nothing. Like you're hopeless. But he's already chosen you. You've got to learn to follow this message by revelation. Brother Branham made a comment once. How many of you, let's just be humble. How many feel like, maybe the worst of the group here tonight? You just feel like, "I'm short, I'm a sinner, I'm not what I ought to be." Can you say amen? Don't look around. Just say, be honest in your heart. I'm weak, Lord. I need your help. Can you raise your hand? Don't look around. Don't be embarrassed. Oh, they won't think well of me. You're still underneath the administration of Saul. You're never going to get anywhere like that.
Amen.
The weakest of us, we should have our hands right up. I'd have my hand right up in the air. I'm a mess without God. I'm a total mess. I'm not embarrassed about that. You can't make a dead man feel bad.
Amen.
But brother, here's good news for you. I want you to take joy in that. Because Brother Branham said, when the weakest of sinners goes to prayer, the weakest of you, he said, all hell trembles. Amen. Can you say amen? When the weakest of you go to prayer. Now you're going to be happy to be the weakest, amen. Because all hell trembles when you go to prayer. We've got to see Jesus. We've got to see this word living. We've got to see this word manifest. It's our day. It's our hour. We recognize it. He says, "You've done past through time. Dropped into eternity. No keeping a Sabbath, new moons, things like that. Past. Change your form, not annihilated. Change the form. Jesus raised on the eighth day. That was a solemn day. It wasn't a day, because a day, a time had done run out. It passed into eternity. Notice the eighth day. Jesus raised for our justification. Eternal King with the eternal kingdom to be baptized to eternal life. Not 7 days.
Kwete mazuva manomwe.
Had nothing to do with any of the days.
Zvanga zvisinei nechekuita nemazuva api
zvavo. Speaking of another eternal coming, oh God.
Ndikutaura pamwe kuuya kwaimwe
zvienda nakuenda. You're just waiting for that change, aren't you?
Ndakamirira kushandurwa kwamuna here?
You're waiting for that change.
Wakamirira shanduko iyi.
You're not working away trying to perfect your flesh. You know that ain't going to work.
Munozati uchida kwedza kuda kuzvinatsurudza wega asi mbofa zvakashanda.
Walk by revelation.
Famba nechizaruro.
You know, I got healed of that thing.
Ndakapodzwa kuchiri.
That thought.
Kupfungwa iyoyo.
Try to be perfect and try to just perfect everything.
Ye kuda kwedza kuda kukwana kuda
kuzvikwanisa. You know what healed me? The word of a prophet.
Munozati chakandipodza shoko remuprofita.
Let me tell you what Brother Branham said.
Rega ndikudze zvinotaura nemuprofita.
He said, "I'm no good."
Vakati ini handina kunaka.
I never have been no good.
Andina kumbobvira ndambonaka.
And I never will be any good.
Uya andibofa ndakanaka.
So I said, well, that's over. I'm not working at that anymore.
Saka zvichazvinetsa kuti ndinake ini.
He said the bride of Christ is the very righteousness of God.
Hanzi mwenga wa Kristo ndiko
kuti ndinake kwa. But he said it's not real to the majority of God's people.
Amen.
It will take a revelation to make that true.
Zvinotora chizaro kuti izvi zvive chokwadi.
You are the very righteousness of God, amen. He said, I'll take a revelation to make that true. Because you're not underneath a Pentecostal background waiting in a prayer line. God's word has come and brought you back into the mind of God. Nothing to do with days or solemn assemblies. Nothing to do with Sabbaths or nothing. He's brought you clear back into the mind of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice after 50 days, 7 Sabbaths, there come again another holy convocation. What happened?
He tells you,
the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost on the seventh day. Or the eighth day, rather. The eighth day fell on the eighth day. You can read it right here if you like, brother, right on the screen here. If you can't see that, you can see it. Was 7 Sabbaths later, exactly after his resurrection. 7 times that again, bring it right back around to the first day of the week again. There is your holy convocation. Not have anything to do with the literal things. It's beyond that. It's into the kingdom of God. With eternal life, with the predestinated that never did start. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It never did start. You've always had eternal life. You've always been saved. It never started on any day. Watch what he says. He says, you wasn't saved on any day. You was always saved.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus just come to redeem that. But you were saved from the beginning because you had eternal life to begin with. That's that seed gene in you. See, 8 cannot be counted with the week. It cannot be counted. 8 days in a week, you can't do it. Because there's only 7 days in a week. Count it any way you want to. Sunday is the first day of the week. So you count to 7, you go back and start all over again. Count 7, come back and go over again. And we've lived through all these types in here. But when you hit the 8th, you go into eternity. You don't come by laws, rituals, orders. You come by predestination. Amen. There's the genuine holy convocation. And we're ending the 7th church age. Church age, the Pentecostal age. Do you see it? He said, we're entering that holy convocation. We are entering that genuine, real eternity where the church is called to. not some station or some denomination, but eternity with her eternal King. Now in Ephesians 1:10, it's called not a dispensation, not the seventh day. It's called the fullness of time. And when the fullness of time has come, read it out loud, that's when time has been fulfilled. When there is no more time. Then you go into eternity. After the seventh church age is over, read it with me if you would. And it is. Luther's age is over. Methodist age is over. Pentecostal age is over. And now we go into what? Eternity. No more sevens. No more threes. No other. They're in eternity where there's no such time as numbers and time and things. Oh my. Do you see it now? Amen. Can you give them a thank offering? Oh, we're caught up into the mind of God. We're just waiting for that body change. And every revelation you walk into, every revelation that comes to you, God revealing His Word. It speeds you up. It speeds you up. It's like a rocket that leaves the earth. A spaceship. The earth's gravity.
It's
like sin. It holds you down. You don't want to go to church, maybe. You don't want to pray like you should. That's the world. Holding you down. But you let God thrust you through that. That atmosphere, can you say amen? And when you get above the earth's atmosphere, then you don't care what time it is. Can you say amen? You don't care what day it is. Can you say amen? You just want the blessing of God. You love God. You're rejoicing in God. You're happy. Can you say amen? Because God is feeding your soul. Can you imagine being at a dinner with Jesus and trying to get out the door fast? Oh, I'm in a hurry. I have to go home. I have a little piece of bread, Jesus, and bye-bye. If you were feeding with Jesus, is that right?
Woo!
How about those apostles? How about those disciples on the road to Emmaus? He made like he was going to go away. I have to go now. But they took him and constrained him. They said, no, you're not going nowhere. Amen. So you stay with us, amen. Said, did not our hearts burn within us, amen? As he opened to us the scriptures. Hallelujah!
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 He made like he would go home.
Oh,
you are all tired. Oh, you can't stay here. You're all tired. You are so tired. You can't stay in church. You're tired, brother. You're all tired. We got to go home. And you know what happens?
You
dismiss church. People go out in the parking lot and talk for an hour. Is that right? And then they go to a restaurant and stay up till midnight. That's just the way people are. But that's our flesh. We got to learn to get beyond that. Because once you break through that atmosphere, here's the secret. Whenever you get a revelation truly from God has revealed himself to you, that never ever leaves you. A spaceship. Once it gets beyond the gravity, let's just say it goes out of the gravity at 1,500 miles an hour.
1.5 miles per hour.
Do you know what? It will never go backwards.
Achimbova chakadzoka.
Once it's gone past the gravity.
Kana changopfuura chete simba rino
dzonza zvino pasi. It'll stay at 1500 miles an hour forever.
Chinoramba chichimhanya 1500 miles per hour.
And all you have to do to go faster,
chaunofanira kuita kuti upfuurire ipapo,
is get this message out, get this Bible out.
Kubuditsa Bhaibheri nemhanidzo.
Watch God speak to you, amen.
Wonzwa Mwari achitaura newe.
And all of a sudden, hallelujah.
Unongonzwa ipapo
karepo. That 1500 miles an hour now is going 2000.
Kubva pa 1500 munoenda pa 2000.
And then 2500, amen.
Munoenda pa 2500.
Then 3000.
Munoenda pa 3000 miles an hour.
It'll never go backwards.
Aidzoke kumashure.
And Brother Branham said this.
Brother Branham akati.
He said, this dimension will speed up, amen. And that dimension will slow down, amen. And we will meet him in the air. Can you say amen? Let's give the Lord a clap up and let's stand to our feet. Say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you love him today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many are glad to be a believer today? Amen. To be in his house. To be his house. Not just to be in his house, but to be his house. He said, Christ is the head of his own house, whose house you are.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I don't mean to be sacrilegious. I don't mean to be irreverent. But would you rather be in the house of God? Or would you rather be the house of God? Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's where God has placed you. He's made you his house. He wants to be the head of his own house, whose house we are. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you. God be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, wonderful time. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.